This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're back. This is our second foray into a little Rangers podcast. Chris Lopresti, CeeLo here with the great Boomer Esiason. As we had the Rangers hiring of Mike Sullivan late last week, we had a busy weekend with the Fiveborough Bike Tour, our first chance to kind of get back together here in person. So we figured let's circle back and discuss some of the happenings in and around the Rangers right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so I like the Mike Sullivan hiring. I think most Ranger fans probably do like it. There may be a few out there that don't like it. But the reason I like it is because it first and foremost sends a message to the fan base. We're going to have the highest paid coach. We have a coach that won two cups in Pittsburgh. We have a coach that was an assistant under John Tortorella, so he knows the Rangers. He knows the organization. He knows the Dolan family. So this makes a lot of sense to me, and I was hoping that it was going to be somebody like this. The last time we were together, I think I mentioned Joel Quenneville. They did not want to go down that road, but then at that point in time, Mike Sullivan was not available.
Exactly.
So I think this is the right message to send, not only to the fan base, but also the players. And this also, if I really look at it from 10,000 feet, it also insulates Chris Drury a little bit from the criticism of this past year.
Well, the combination of him getting the coach he's been after a couple times now, and the timing just hasn't lined up right where he became available like he did here. So you combine him bringing in the coach he's wanted, plus the contract extension that James Dolan gave to him shortly after the season ended, all of a sudden you've got GM and coach aligned coming off a season where even on breakup day, that was the last time you and I were together, right, as the Rangers were in the midst of going through breakup day, and there was still a lot of talk from some of the veteran team leaders about all that went on inside the locker room, in the organization, the Jacob Trouba trade, Barkley Goodrow being moved the past offseason, and just a lot of the seemed like hurt feelings and things that impacted this last season. They've got to wash all that now. They lost an entire season to that. There's a lot of fingers that can be pointed, blame that can go around. We understand all of that, but new head coach, new season on the horizon. GM is signed to an extension. You're either in or you're out.
Yeah, and now comes the hard part for Chris Drury, and that's rebuilding this team from a point where, look, you don't sign Mike Sullivan to rebuild to start over. You rebuild or retool to try to win a Stanley Cup. That's why you have him. You have the goalie to do that, and there are a number of teams in this league that have the ingredients that it takes to get to a Stanley Cup, and the Rangers do have that ingredient. They have a lot of players that have a lot of playoff history. They have experience, and they have a goaltender right in the middle of his prime. So they're not going to waste this. They're going to try to probably move some pieces. And then the question that you would have is, who are those movable pieces,
yeah,
and where is the impediment, if you will, from moving somebody that has an no-trade clause?
Okay, so a couple guys that have received extensions and their cap numbers are going up. We know the cap in general is going up, but here come the Rangers again, finding themselves in a spot where, as it currently stands, there's not a ton of flexibility because of some of the contracts they're tied into. So you talked about the goalie. We know what Igor's contract situation is, and who knows what it looks like on the back end. So the time to capitalize is now. Adam Fox makes a lot of money. He's here long term. Alexis Lafreniere, while he doesn't have no trade protection, just received this extension, and you'd be selling him for pennies on the dollar as far as value because he had himself a poor season. So
can I just say this about Alexis Lafreniere? You know, I'm sick and tired of giving up on young players.
Yeah.
And I remember running into Neil Smith, and I saw him at Matt Martin's last game for the Islanders. And I said, you know, do you ever regret giving up Tony Amonte and Doug Waite? He goes, oh, we had to win the cup. We had to win the cup. And I said, I know, but I also recognize what truly great players those guys went on to become. I'm not saying that Alexis Lafreniere will become one of those players, but, you know, sooner or later we have to draft a guy, develop a guy, and give him a shot. And I think that this contract for $7.45 million over the next 7 years is going to say, hey, you're going to be the eventual leader of this team. The question is, when are you going to accept that leadership?
And a guy who's already gotten paid in Lafreniere, who's still a young player, and now all of a sudden you've got the next crop of guys that they've invested high draft picks on who haven't really been given much of a chance yet. We just saw a little bit of Gabe Perreault. We've seen a little bit of Brett Berard. We've seen a little bit of Brennan Othman. So if you're talking about a team that has a salary cap crunch, how do you overcome that? Your young players who haven't gotten paid yet and don't make a lot of money have to be given a chance to produce and succeed.
All right, so to me, JT Miller obviously not going anywhere. I don't believe Alexis Lafreniere is going anywhere, even though there are rumors out there that maybe he could be traded just simply because he doesn't have that no movement or no trade clause. Chris Kreider could be on the block. He does have a limited amount of teams that you can trade him to.
Vincent Trocheck, 15 teams.
Right. So Trocheck's not going anywhere. Parson is not going anywhere. I don't think Meek is going somewhere unless it's a team that he really wants to go to. And he even though he sold his townhouse in New York, maybe he wants to live in the suburbs with his family.
He's got a young daughter now.
He's got a young daughter. Maybe they want to move out and they want to go to a public school system somewhere. Who knows? I mean, I wouldn't read into anything into that. He said after the season was over, this is his team. I know what my contract says. I want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that goes to the crux of everything that we've been talking about since last year's mishandling of Barkley Goodrow and Jacob Trouba, that the trust in that locker room got basically obliterated by the front office.
And that's where Mike Sullivan comes in, and he's got to repair some of that. And if there is bad blood between players and management, whether it's Chris Drury, anyone else in the front office, Sullivan's got to find a way to thread that needle better than the past two coaches have. Obviously, for Peter Laviolette at the end, the way the team performed, the writing was on the wall. We know that Gerard Gallant rubbed some of the guys the wrong way. That's why he ended up out of a job. That's not going to be the case with Sullivan because he was handpicked by the GM to be here. He's the guy now, and he has a history of success building culture in Pittsburgh. It's in Pittsburgh, albeit with two all-time great players.
Three.
Right, that's true. Chris
and
Letang.
And also Mark Andre Fleury was there, too. So you had the makings of a great team while most of those guys were in their prime, Chris Letang being the other one. When I think about the Rangers defense, Adam Fox, Will Borgen, Carson Soucy, Braden Schneider, Keandre Miller, Uro Vakanainen. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know if they can go out and get another guy to be a part of this. That may be the case. The interesting one here for me is Keandre Miller.
Yes.
And I think he's an interesting one for Ranger fans in general.
Lightning
rod. He drives us all crazy at times. What we see is this big, strong, defensive, athletic player that when he goes end-to-end, it's a thing of beauty. It is gorgeous. But the amount of turnovers, giveaways, misplays, bad passes, unintended icings, things of that nature that drive us all crazy, we wonder whether or when will he arrive where his athleticism meets his hockey IQ sense and where he becomes a force on the ice.
The potential hasn't been unlocked yet. The consistency has not shown up. So that if he does return, he's a restricted free agent. That would certainly be at the top of the list of what the new coaching staff needs to iron out. All right, so that leads me to what I want to ask you. We'll have you play the role of GM, and you know all about the inner workings of this team, the way the depth chart stacks up, the salaries, all that. So the way I see it is the Rangers have two options here. They can essentially run it back again with mostly the same group, new coach, and hope that they can refine some of the magic they had from a season ago, and that would involve keeping the likes of Zibanejad, Kreider, bringing Miller back on maybe a two-year bridge deal, whatever the case may be. Or do you take the opposite route or a different approach and find one of those veteran high-priced guys to move, whether it's Kreider. I agree with you. I don't think Mika's going anywhere. You know, maybe Artemi Panarin in the final year of his contract, with everything that went on with the, you know, the sexual assault allegations in the Garden, maybe he decides, you know what, let me go elsewhere, and the Rangers get a haul for him, open up cap space, and then maybe they can address somebody to play with Adam Fox.
Go after Mitch Marner.
Okay, you're thinking offense? Like, I was thinking defense, well, but maybe both.
Look, you have a number of young players that I don't think they're sure about yet. I'd like to see more of those guys being able to play, but I'm not so sure I want to put them on the third and fourth lines and have their brains beat in.
Yeah, that's not where they're best suited.
That's where, and that's part of the problem with the Rangers, because they have stars at a lot of these places that are making a lot of money. The interesting thing for me will be about Artemi Panarin, because he only has 1 year left on his contract. Mm-hmm. So that's movable at the trade deadline if you want to do it then.
Assuming he's willing to waive his clause and go elsewhere, which
right?
we have to acknowledge
exactly.
as a factor.
And none of these guys want to go to any Canadian team. Just so everybody understands
from a tax standpoint.
From a tax, well, yeah, 100% from a tax standpoint. If you're talking about trading them to Tampa, Florida, Nashville, even Seattle or Vegas, any one of these guys would love to go to one of those places, but nobody wants to go to Canada. Even the Canadians don't want to go there because of the tax implications, and that's a serious thing when you're talking about a cap sport, and a cap sport in which the players really can't make that much money compared to other sports. So I would say that the question is Artemi Panarin here at the start of the season? Is Chris Kreider here at the start of the season? And I just want to say this as an biased. I am a biased Chris Kreider fan.
Sure.
Because I've seen him at Boston College when my kids were there. I saw him when he first came up with Tortorella and how Tortorella just tortured him. And all I've ever seen is nothing but professionalism from him. In the offseason, never a controversy surrounding him. Always does exactly what everybody's asked him to do. And maybe he's just not the great stick handler that we were hoping that he was going to be. But you can't replace speed and size. And when he's healthy, which we found out after the season, he was not healthy for a number of different reasons. I think he still has a lot left in the tank to give the Rangers. So I would like to see him stay here. I'd like to see him retire a Ranger. And I'd love to see his number retired to the rafters.
Okay.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So the more I hear you kind of break down where you're at, it seems like you subscribe more than to the run it back with most of the... Look, there's always going to be little things on the margins, but if they're not moving out one of those bigger contracts, it leaves them very little room to bring in a big piece.
That's
from
exactly
the outside.
Right. So they would have to move one of those guys. They would have to move either Panarin, Lafreniere, Keandre Miller, or Kreider.
Or Zibanejad.
I don't think that's going to happen, especially with the way that Zibanejad played with JT Miller. And then the other thing I have for you is this. Somebody has to be the captain of this team.
Uh-huh.
Is that going to be JT Miller just simply because of the amount of money he makes, what they traded to bring him back here, and plus he has history with the Rangers? Or is that somebody like a Vincent Trocheck who seemed to become the spokesperson for the team after Jacob Trouba was traded?
When that first went down, that was my immediate reaction, watching the team speak after the game, the things Trocheck would say, the things you were hearing in and around the team. And look, sometimes performance, it's unfair to attach it to leadership, but it is a factor. And it felt like Trocheck's play kind of deteriorated as the season went along. Maybe he was dealing with some sort of injury as well. We know about the relationship between he and JT Miller. They're best buds going back to childhood. So I felt because Trocheck was here first and had established himself, it would be a Trocheck captain JT Miller wearing an A next year situation. Maybe they do what they've done in recent history where there isn't a captain
next
season.
Well, they need a captain because if you don't have a captain, you don't win the Stanley Cup. Let's face it. So somebody's got to be named captain. And the other final thing that I want to say here is that, yes, a coach can come in and reestablish a culture, reestablish a competitiveness, if you will. If you think about what the New York Jets are doing with Aaron Glenn, Aaron Glenn is going down the path of Bill Parcells. He is trying to make his roster competitive with one another on the practice field, which should bring out the intensity on the playing field. The same thing could be said for the New York Rangers. If Mike Sullivan walks in there with those two cups and the history of coaching two of the greatest players three of the greatest players that Pittsburgh has ever had in the NHL has ever seen, that's a pretty loud voice in that room. So he's not going to be one of these coaches that's not walking into the room and laying it on the line with the team the way it needs to be laid.
I agree with that. I'm going to hit you with one more thing before we go from a personnel standpoint. So we talk about Mika Stang played well with JT Miller on the wing, right? So you've got Trocheck and JT Miller. All of a sudden, if Mika's going to play on the wing, that opens up a gaping hole, third line center, which is where Filippito was before they brought in JT Miller. So we talk about keeping these guys, young players, Perreault, Othman, Berard, Rempe.
Well, Othman could have a shot at it.
So that's where I'm headed. Those are all wingers. They don't have center depth. They don't have somebody on the way. So here's where I'm going with this. As much as we love Chris Kreider and Artemi Panarin, you move one of those guys out, you open up some cap space. A guy that's headed for unrestricted free agency can be a bit of a lightning rod at times. He's got a cup now. He's a grizzled veteran, tough guy to play against. Maybe doesn't show up in the regular season stats, but in the postseason, Sam Bennett, your thoughts on him as a New York Ranger?
Yeah, I'd love to have him on my team.
So that's what I mean. But that means moving somebody out because they're not going to be able to afford him otherwise.
Well, that's kind of guy they're going to be looking for.
Yeah.
You want to change the culture of your team, the way that your team is going to be thought about playing against you, and you need some physical players.
Some snarl.
Right. So if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, you're not very happy with Sam Bennett right now.
The
Panthers.
Oh, no, I said, okay, you're seeing what you're saying.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Because he ran their goalie.
Yes, who he won a cup with last year, by the way, and claims they're buddies.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but that tells you all you need to know about Sam Bennett. So I would love a guy like Sam Bennett. I think most Ranger fans would. The question is, how much?
Right.
And what is he worth? You know, they tried to do this with Barkley Goodrow.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Let's bring in a Stanley Cup champion. He's got a little bit of an edge to him. Doesn't score a lot of points, but we're going to overpay him because we want that kind of history in our locker room. And the next thing you know, they go and screw him. And then that's where it all starts. It starts with the captain, Trouba. It starts with Goodrow. And now the drama starts happening. And Peter Laviolette doesn't want to handle any of that crap.
Yeah.
This is where Mike Sullivan comes in, and this is why they paid him.
Thing I'd say in closing about Bennett, a little younger than Goodrow, definitely more offensive skill to his game. He was a 25-goal 50-point player, yes, playing for a talented Panthers team, but to me, if you're looking at depth down the middle, if there's a way, and it involves moving somebody out, I understand that, maybe a fan favorite, but we're looking for this team to be harder to play against in the playoffs, that's the kind of guy you got to go after.
And that's why maybe Artemi Panarin that gets moved out.
Right. As
because
productive
of all
as
the
he's
things
been.
That happened off the ice, mm-hmm. that is a big part of maybe moving forward without him. As much as I appreciate everything he has done for the Rangers, you know, he's not a North-South player. We all know what kind of player he is. But the one thing I will say, I saw a guy at the end of the year that tried to get his team into the playoffs.
He played his ass off,
and
no
maybe
doubt.
Maybe it was because of this lawsuit. I don't know. But he played more in the center of the ice than he did on the wing of the ice. And I can appreciate the way that he played. I just don't know why he played that way late in the season, and then all of a sudden that story comes out.
Also, regular season, little different than the playoffs. Nothing against him, but teams in the postseason have a tendency, the good ones, taking away time and space from a player of his caliber, his style of game.
But he changed his game this year. At the end of the year this year when the Rangers were trying to make their playoff push, I felt like he changed his game.
Well, also, a lot of guys looked like they were ready for the summer and hit the golf course. So maybe he stood out a little bit more because some of the other guys didn't, but I agree with you.
All right, so final thought for me would be this. It's really up to Mike Sullivan to change this team and the way that they go about things. And I would think he will try to take a page out of the book of what Aaron Glenn is writing right now with the Jets. And that is make it more competitive within. And then once it's more competitive within, the expectations are greater. And that means when you're on the ice, you're going to be more accountable. And let's hope as Ranger fans, that that's exactly what Mike Sullivan is bringing to us.
And they have a decision to make also about their first round pick, 12th overall. They could keep it and make the pick, or they can send it to Pittsburgh to complete the JT Miller trade and then pick next year with an unprotected first rounder. So still a decision for Chris Drury to make leading up to the draft. Little preview ahead of free agency and all that. You talk about Sullivan. The thing I'm going to keep an eye on in these next couple of weeks, how he rounds out his staff, who's going to run the defense, because that system that they ran under Peter Laviolette was a disaster this past season. They need major improvement there. A lot for the Rangers to figure out this summer. Just the start of it, and hopefully we'll talk to you guys a few more times along the way.
You got it, man. Look forward to it, Chris. Thanks.
Likewise. Thank you, Boomer.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.